So, Don, which do you think is more conducive to being healthy, being an optimist or a pessimist?
I want to say optimist, Yayo, because there's lots of evidence suggesting that optimism correlates with better health and well-being. But this sounds like a trick question.
It's not a trick exactly. You're right that being optimistic is generally good for well-being. But some types of pessimism may have health benefits too.
Like what?
First, let me be clear that I'm talking about something called defensive pessimism. It's a type of pessimism that involves expecting the worst, but using that expectation as motivation to take action to avoid a bad outcome.
Okay, so for example?
Say you're a student and you have a big test coming up. If you're a defensive pessimist and are anxious about failing, you use that anxiety as a catalyst to studying to make sure you don't fail.
But what if you're so anxious and gloomy that you don't have faith that studying will help, and so you don't study?
Then you're not a defensive pessimist. You're just a pessimist, or perhaps depressed or anxious in a way that leads you to avoid taking action.
All right, but what does this have to do with health?
Again, it's about preparing to prevent negative outcomes. For example, when flu season rolls around, a defensive pessimist worried about getting the flu may harness that worry to take preventive action, like frequently washing their hands and seeking care when they notice symptoms.
So pessimism can benefit health as long as you use it to motivate yourself to do things that promote health.
Precisely.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.